Grand Parade Investments delivered its half-year numbers today, reporting a 16% rise in headline earnings. This was largely driven by an increase of over 9 million rand in contributions from the gaming and leisure assets. But the group's investments in the food sector lagged, and we're joined on the line now by its acting CEO, Mohsin Tajbhai, as he shares more of the detail around these latest numbers. Thanks so much, Mohsin, for your time this evening. So you've had a pretty tough year with the headline loss in the local market widening by 66% to the 6 months ended December. This despite revenues increasing by more than a third. And we know that the impairment of Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins is one big factor to consider here. But what are some of the other contributors to the disconnect that's come through?
Hi, Alicia. Yes, I mean, we've seen a loss. We've seen a loss in basic earnings. And despite, revenues increasing in Burger King by 35%, that's obviously we've seen an increase in depreciation costs that have come through as well. Last year we had built 12 stores more than we had this year. And so obviously those costs were coming through. I think the big thing that we saw is that there was, a lot of margin erosion that we saw in the beginning of 2018. And so our margins decreased from about 56% down to 52%. We've been working quite furiously to get these margins up. And the trend is, we are getting positive. Our margins are back up to 54% and growing.
Yeah. So talk us through what exactly you're doing to alleviate some of the pressure and trigger some of that upward momentum in margins.
Yeah, so the one thing that we've done quite aggressively is launch a value strategy in Burger King. Our 2 for 55 and 2 for 100 have been doing really well. This has managed, it's allowed us to actually grow our volumes. And with the volumes, we've gone to our suppliers and, they've passed us volume discounts. So that's obviously improved our margins. The other thing that we've done is, based on our new procurement policy, we went out to tender on our bulk distribution. We've now signed a deal with Digestics, which will add 1.7% to our margin. So that's been, it's been a good move on our side.
Yeah. Talking about deals being struck, Mohsin, you've mentioned that you're looking to renegotiate better rental terms or relocate some of your, worse performing restaurants in order to improve performance. How are those conversations going with your leases?
Yes, it's going well. So, our strategy is twofold. Obviously, growing our new restaurant count, but also looking at our poor-performing restaurants. And a lot of those restaurants were the restaurants that we opened initially. When we hadn't really perfected our site selection process. And those rental tenures have come to the end of their term. And we've been renegotiating. And, landlords are in a tight spot at the moment. So they are willing to renegotiate better rental deals. And we're using that to our advantage.
Yeah.
And in certain cases, we're looking to actually relocate those restaurants to more favorable locations. And if we can't renegotiate better rentals and we can't relocate the restaurants, then we have to close down unprofitable restaurants.
With that being the case, and in addition, you only adding three outlets on a net basis over the period. Does this throw off your plans at all to increase store count by 15 stores over the next 3 years, or 15 stores a year over the next 3 years?
No, it hasn't thrown us out. I mean, I think what we've done is that we used this period over the last year where you've seen kind of nominal growth in restaurant count to actually consolidate, go back, look at our restaurants and see how we can actually improve the overall performance of our portfolio of restaurants. And in that time, we've been working furiously behind the scenes to actually build a strong portfolio of really good restaurants that we can look forward to over the next 5 years. So, I mean, we've been working to actually develop a pipeline of restaurants and that will come through over the next couple of years.
Yeah. Well, what kind of capital commitment have you earmarked for Burger King and expansion on that front?
Yeah, so Burger King, I think over the next 2.5 years will require approximately 125 million before it starts becoming net income positive, meaning free cash flow positive, meaning that it can actually fund its own growth.
Yeah. Just going back to your failed Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins brands, which, you know, Grand Parade recently pulled the plug on. Is anyone interested? Are you seeing any potential buyers cropping up for these brands?
Yeah. So, I mean, we did entertain quite a lengthy due diligence process. However, you know, we had a deadline in terms of when we wanted to, you know, get rid of these brands. And so we obviously hadn't received any offers until then and decided that, you know, voluntary liquidation would be the best way to mitigate our losses in the business. However, some of those interested buyers are still interested in Dunkin' Donuts, and they're still doing their due diligence. And we could possibly do a deal through the liquidator. But I can't really comment on the details of those investors just yet.
Let's leave the conversation there for now. Of course, that acting CEO of Grand Parade Investments, Mohsen Tajbhai.